answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The U.S. energy dominance, part of our resilience stems from our energy dominance. Natural gas is down, is my belief, and the futures market is showing us oil will be lower than pre-conflict levels. We are more resilient to energy price fluctuations due to President Trump's energy dominance and deregulatory agenda. The United States is now the world's largest energy exporter. The United States has never exported so much energy or produced so much energy. Main Street prosperity, the average 401k is up almost $30,000 since President Trump's inauguration. President Trump RX has already saved Americans over $600 million. I'm sure all of you will want to report on that. And the unemployment rate remains low at 4.3%.
That are the remarks, I should point out, from Secretary of Treasury Bessent, saying that we have a lot of things going for us and that they're going to get better. Now, I decided to lead this segment with that because there's still people out there that are crying, they're bemoaning the cost of fuel. And I am not going to say I'm simply dismissive of your concern and your effort, especially if you're a small business and you're running various vehicles. So it's not just the family car, it's numerous vehicles you're trying to run and keep your business afloat. If you recall, at one point, there was a surcharge added to cab fares because of the gas prices back in the 80s. Remember that? I still see those stickers on some cabbies whenever I'm in one. I don't know if they're still charging it or not. But the bottom line is we are beginning to get things better. I'm going to tell you a little bit later about where we stand with the latest memorandum. It's a memorandum of understanding, an MOU between Iran and the U.S. and what's in it and what's not in it. Those are going to be critical. You cannot get past that. That'll be coming up a little bit later. But welcome right now to hour number two, Larry Connors USA. We're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8. And I'll remind you very quickly, when we're on the air, we are streaming video. You can watch the program. How do you do that? And more of you are doing it, by the way. I find that interesting, and I really appreciate it. You're realizing you're not just watching paint dry on the wall. We get kind of animated here from time to time. How do you like my new hairstyle, by the way? Oh, you didn't know I had a new hairstyle? You should be watching. You can watch right now while we're on the air. Go to News Talk STL Rumble. Let me know what you think of my new hairstyle. Larry, you don't have any hair. Well, why don't you look and find out? Or you can go to News Talk STL Rumble, Facebook, Twitter, Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook, and everything goes up as a podcast when we complete the program. And I'll remind you also, you can get those podcasts anywhere you want. We prefer you to use us, but that's your option. News Talk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, or Larry Connors USA Facebook. And let me take a moment to remind you of something again. It's happening next week. I mean, we're right on top of this now. We've been talking about this since last month. This coming Tuesday, News Talk STL with the Hammond Institute for Free Enterprise at Lindenwood University, hosting a debate between the three top polling candidates in the St. Charles County executive race. It begins at 7 o'clock next Tuesday on the Lindenwood campus. You do not have to pay. You do not have to submit a statement you're going to be coming. You can simply show up. But here's the other key for you. If you cannot be there for that debate of the top three candidates for county executive, Steve Ellman, former State Senator Bill Eigel, and Jason Law, former mayor of Lake St. Louis, and Lieutenant Colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department. You can listen to it right here on Newstalk STL. That next Tuesday, Larry Connors USA will air for only 1 hour, and then we will switch you to Lindenwood University. Our own Newstalk STL personality, Jamie Allman, will be moderating the event. And sitting in the panel, Mike Ferguson of The Mike Ferguson Show on Newstalk STL, along with morning personality Susie Moore, who's also the assistant managing editor of Red State, and Dan Fox, a managing editor of the River Times magazine. All this partnership with the university, Newstalk STL, the St. Charles County Republican Center Committee, and Mid-Rivers News magazine. So either go in person next Tuesday, starts at 7 o'clock, or listen to it right here following our first hour. Let me take a moment to also remind you, this is a big deal. It is a big deal. We are going to be, our nation, from a bunch of, quote, rebels who wanted to get out from under King George's control and have our own freedom, our liberty, we're going to celebrate 250 years of this nation. And I love it. I love it. I think this is almost was preordained. Donald Trump is president as we celebrate our 250th anniversary coming up on July 4th. And he's planning a cage match as part of the entertainment on the South Lawn of the White House. People signing up for that. He's also planning a lot of other events. A lot of various talent, music, and so forth have been invited to participate. And some of them got upset when they saw their names were on the invite list. So I ain't going to go because it's Donald Trump's event. It is not Donald Trump's event. It is a celebration of our nation, 250 years. But you hate Trump so much you don't want to celebrate our nation that's given you everything you have? You try taking your particular talent, your acting ability, or whatever the hell you have that you think is special, and you go to somewhere, oh, I don't know, why don't you go down to the Dominican Republic of Congo right now where they're fighting Ebola and see how well you do down there? I will tell you right now, this is, again, a celebration of our nation, not Donald Trump. Yes, he is the president. And I'm going to add a few more thoughts about that before we wrap up today's program. So you don't want to go anywhere. We have had, in addition to what we're dealing with Iran, also we have Cuba, and that's under consideration as well. Let me tell you what's coming up later in this hour. Dr. Gilda Carl, she's going to be talking about a report that we discussed in great detail yesterday. Financial Times reporting that smartphones might be in part responsible for a declining birth rate, especially for developing nations. 95 out of 165 nations have had declining rates of births because people have smartphones now. They're not making social interconnections. Dr. Gilda Carl, the author of the book Real Men Don't Go Woke, she will be joining us. And also we're going to talk about later a bill signed in Oregon. You cannot kill animals. I mean, even for food, you cannot kill them. Oh, you're supposedly, based on what they wrote the law, you can take their hide and their fur. I don't think any animal is going to let you take their hide or fur without killing them. It is stupid in every way. But we will get into that as well coming up a little bit later. In the meantime, while we are talking about Iran and what we're doing and not doing, I want you to know this. Federal Border Patrol agents, Texas Highway Patrol troopers, capturing two groups of illegals trying to get into the U.S. near Eagle Pass, Texas. This included six Chinese nationals considered special interest aliens. Why would these Chinese nationals trying to sneak across our border? That should give you pause as to what the left is putting us into over and over again. And one other thing very quickly. NATO says it will defend every inch of Allied territory. My butt. They're going to defend every inch of Allied territory. They will not even help the U.S. defend what we're trying to do in keeping the Strait of Hormuz open and get rid of Iran. But what happened is Romania got hit by a Russian suicide attack drone, killing two people in an apartment building, not a military complex. And now NATO says, we will defend Romania. We've already made it clear, don't expect a lot of help from us because you have been missing in action when it comes to what we want. Now, I mentioned earlier about these guys coming across the border. We continue our deportations. Stephen Miller of the White House.
There's no issue where the contrast has been more clear between President Trump and the radical anti-cop, anti-police, anti-ICE, pro-criminal Democrats than on the question of public safety. Under President Trump's leadership, we've seen murder rates fall to their lowest level in recorded history in 125 years, the steepest reduction in violent crime ever recorded, the largest deportation of criminal aliens in American history.
That number, again, is staggering. May I repeat them for you? I want to make sure you got them because that's Stephen Miller, White House advisor. He says, we have seen crime rates in D.C. and Memphis, Tennessee, cut by more than 50% under President Trump. And a lot of those, of course, are aliens. We know that. Also because he put military forces on the streets as needed. I'm in New Orleans last weekend, and I passed three different military armed National Guardsmen just standing along the sidewalk. They're there just in case. And, of course, we continue to have the protests outside the ICE centers as we hear from some of those being involved in some of these events. Stephen Miller.
These riots at the ICE facilities. And, by the way, the rioters who obstruct federal law enforcement are being arrested and they're being charged with felony criminal conduct and they will do hard time in jail. But what you see are Democrats rioting to defend pedophiles, rapists, murderers, and the scum of the earth that ICE is removing from our streets. Instead of supporting the heroes of ICE and Border Patrol that President Trump has dispatched to make America safer than ever before.
And not one of them, not one of them. I know I repeat this. And for those of you who listen on a regular basis, maybe you're getting tired of me saying, but I'm going to continue saying it. Where are the leftists? They're so worried about we're mistreating these people. Why are they not stepping up and saying, look, I will sign. You turn them over to me in my custody. I will keep them in my house so they don't have to be in a detention center. And I will be responsible for whatever they do. There's not a single leftist coming forward and offering to take up such an option. No, they'd rather stand out in the street and yell and spit and throw slurs and slander. And, of course, we've got temporary housing being set up in some areas for, quote, homeless people, which often include illegals, to be quite honest. And a lot of mental cases. We'll be honest about that as well. And there was one woman talking about, you know, that she's not been in favor of what we've been doing, but now, my God, they're putting up Tent City right out near my neighborhood where my kids walk.
So I woke up this morning to a sound of commotion outside of my window, and I looked out the window and I realized that there were people setting up what was, I think, a fake encampment, like a homeless encampment outside of my house. Multiple people gathered there filming it to make shooting something with cameras and things like that outside of my house.
Yeah.
I think to make a political video that would talk about how I don't want this at all, but how I'm, you know, that this is somebody who wants encampments on our streets, that she lets encampments be there. I have two little kids.
Yeah.
they didn't see it, luckily, this morning. But, you know, I feel badly that I'm even subjecting them to that at all. But it has definitely, this has gone far beyond what I expected the campaign mm-hmm. to be about. I, again, thought it would be about bike lanes and management of the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, well, the chickens are coming home to roost, aren't they? When you're beginning to realize they want to build a tent city for homeless and deportees in your neighborhood. Suddenly, oh, no, no, no. Once again, where do we stand on an Iran deal? Here's retired General King.
It reminds us who we really are dealing with here. They are likely to want to cheat. Now, we've got good leverage points here. Number one, the blockade ourselves. That'll get us the Straits of Hormuz open. And I'm assuming the president is looking at the text and seeing what's in there. And I'll get back to that in a second. And the other leverage point is the money. We have the money. We have their frozen assets and we have sanctions. So we can meter that out based on how their behavior is changing and what their level of commitment is. And then the thing that you mentioned, and the president mentioned also last night in the interview, we can go back to military operations. Where the Iranians are, they want to stretch these negotiations out as long as possible, because then they think in their minds it's less likely the president go back into military operations. But they have miscalculated about this president before. And that's dangerous on this part. And they would likely do that again here.
Yeah, and they're counting on American people to complain and gripe and bitch at the president because gas prices or something. And it will force him to make changes before the midterm. Trump said the other day, I'm not worried about midterm. I'm worried about protecting the nation, the world. So they're looking at this memorandum of understanding, calling for a 60-day ceasefire extension, reopening the strait, and Iran is not yet confirming that it will never have a nuclear weapon or bomb. That's a big part of the deal. And they want $12 billion of the $300 billion we are holding, and saying we will use it for good purpose. Yeah, you know. Yesterday, I told you an extensive report of Financial Times how smartphones might be actually linked to lower birth rates. I want to get back into that again with an expert, Dr. Gilda Carl, who wrote the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue.
call a John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Bill has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Bill. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Been snooping on the door. You can wag your tail, but I ain't gonna feed you no more.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Mama Thornton, boy, I love her rendition of that song a lot better than Elvis, to be quite honest about it. Yesterday, I was telling you, sharing with you an extensive piece from the Financial Times. It was basically suggesting that we're having a major decline of births across the world. Two-thirds of the world's 195 countries has fallen below the replacement rate of 2.1 to keep their population stable without immigration. Now, to join us to break this down in more detail, and I asked her to take a look at the article, we've got Dr. Carl. Now, Dr. Carl, as you well know, we've had her on numerous times before, Dr. Gilda Carl, Real Men Don't Go Woke. She's also a spokesman for the International Council for Men and Boys. First of all, what was your response to that statement by the Financial Times or their study that smartphones are to blame for lack of birth rates? Doctor, do we have you there? We had you, and we'll have to reestablish it. We've got her there. We're just trying to get it set up back to the board. She is there. We think we're working on it. And while we're trying to establish with her again, we'll set up another call. Let me make it clear to you. This was a piece out of the Financial Times. Financial Times is a centrist publication. It might be considered more liberal on economic policy, I should say on social policy, and more conservative on financial policy. But they're looking at stats overall about the birth rate of decline, and in particular how it might link to technology, digital, and smartphones. Dr. Gilda, glad to have you back with us.
What a pleasure to speak to you again, Larry.
So what was your response to that piece regarding the Financial Times?
Well, I think they left out some very important pieces of information, like the way the women are treating the men and the way the men are reacting. Yeah. And they're saying, no way, I don't want to be involved. That's why I had to write Real Men Don't Go Woke.
Well, now,
the women have been behaving very, very badly towards men. Well, of course, their smartphones are more attractive than the women that they meet in reality.
When they do point out that what one expert calls cultural leapfrogging that allows Instagram and TikTok for young women to bypass traditional authorities, raise their expectations for a relationship in a way male counterparts are often not prepared for, and they're more likely to be going to college than the young men.
Well, we know that. We know that the rate of attendance at college and graduate school, I see it myself because I teach MBA courses, and there are far more women than there are men. As in the past, it was many more men. So the men have dropped out of that. So that's just one thing. But the other thing is that, look, if they're watching porn and gaming, and they have all of these other beautiful make-believe images they look at the reality, and God forbid a young woman has a zit on her face. Oh my God, she cannot be a potential to go out with.
That would be for a guy making a decision, but apparently a lot of the women are deciding, yeah, swipe left, swipe white, right, swipe them out of my life. That more of the women are deciding, yeah, I don't want to have this, because, as they're quoting in one spot here, to actually have a relationship, you have to go through numerous different face-to-face contacts before you finally decide that you have a partner, and then are you or you're not going to have a baby.
Oh, please. You know, you have to go through many interviews before you get a job. And I'm very sorry that they can't deal with the competition out there and the steps that it takes to get to know somebody. This is not Hollywood, guys.
And that's another thing.
This is where
They've been sold these reality shows that we can kind of just do anything and we will be just fine.
Oh, if anything, we are the princesses. And men are nothing more than walking wallets. Listen, I used to have mostly females in my private practice. And now I have more men than I've ever had. And it's mostly men. And they're coming to me with all their grievances. The men, especially the younger men, are pushing towards relationships and families, and they have become far more conservative than they were in their past. Well, the women, however, say that they want these woke men with no voice and no spine.
And you talk about women wanting certain men. It's you see a beautiful woman on the beach in a bikini, and she's got some 500-pound guy next to her holding her hand, and it's got to be with the size of his wallet.
It's only the size of his wallet, and they will put to rest all their taste. The previously desirable men are no longer desirable. These women say they want a six-pack, six-figure income, and six-foot-tall men. Now, well, in what reality is all of these going to happen?
Now, even before we had smartphones, there was a study done by some researchers back in 2001 finding a stronger link between falling birth rates and television ownership. In other words, as TV and soap operas often portraying small families, or the Netflix, I should say, the sitcoms we had on were basically small families, so women wanted fewer children. And then after a while, if you own a TV, I could care less about sex.
Well, look, you can't have sex with what you see on the screen. And this is all make-believe. We have our entertainment on a screen, and people have forgotten that is simply only entertainment. But to go through the realities, the guy gets sick, the guy has a cold, the guy breaks a leg, the guy is out of work. What woman is going to withstand the vicissitudes of a normal life today if she has been bred on reality TV where everything is edited to the hilt? These are not realistic situations.
And in some cases, according again to another study cited by the Financial Times, especially in the late 90s, I believe, in the Nordic region, fertility fell because despite economic stability and a rise in the number of young adults living on their own, they'd rather live in their own place. They didn't want to cohabitate even as far as space.
Well, you know, as women go to work and as women take more and more jobs, maybe some of it has to do with, probably some of it has to do with the economy, and we need two incomes to have a sustainable lifestyle that we want. Maybe that is in part some of the issue. So they want smaller families so that they can manage them better and take on a job.
And I think that's understandable, but go ahead. However,
that's certainly understandable. However, the reality is that these women are have expectations that are so great that no men can possibly meet them.
Well, reference the nations and the economies. There was, again, in the Financial Times pointing out in 2023, the birth rate in Mexico fell below that of the U.S., and of course, that's a much poorer country, for the first time, as did Brazil, Iran, Sri Lanka. Lower and middle income countries are now getting old before they get rich.
I am a spokesperson for the International Council for Men and Boys, and we hear these stories from all over the world. At our Zoom meetings, we have men from every country you can imagine. And they're talking about how woke has taken over and women have become extremely negative towards men. And when you look at that woke culture, and it's throughout Europe and Asia, it's all over the world. But when you look at the woke culture, women do not like families and men and children. And it's something anathema to what they wanted in the past.
Now, on the other side of that, some countries like China, they're populating and overpopulating and overpopulating, and then coming into the U.S. if they can as anchor babies to have more babies born and come back as U.S. citizens to take over our nation. In the last 30 seconds.
Well, that has, Well, thank God Trump is on top of that, and thank God he's making a lot of, I hope, headway towards changing those rules.
Well,
this is not a dumping ground where you have children.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately what many have been doing. So I want to thank you as always for your time. We'd like to have you again in the future.
Thank you, Larry. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Dr. Gilda, the author of the book, Real Men Don't Go Woke. And I added a line, real men don't drink through straws either, especially whiskey, period. Coming up, how Americans are being fleeced.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. Meguiar Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, Meguiar is a household name because Meguiar understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend Meguiar Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington
takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Oh, baby, when you talk like that, you make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on reading the signs of my body. I'm on tonight, you know my hips don't lie. And I'm starting to feel you, boy. Come on, let's go.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
All of the systems in our country, whether you're talking about voting, whether you're talking about entitlements, whether you're talking about welfare benefits, were set up based on the honor system. They're set up based on the idea that you could trust the average person through their own morality to abide by the rules and comply with the law. And so the way most welfare works in most states and most places is we take your word for it. If you thought a piece of paper and you say your kids are hungry, you are going to get food stamps. We don't check as a country if you even have kids. The fact is basic as that. We don't even check if you even have children. You will just start getting the checks. And so what's happened to our country is we became a society, as you've seen with the Somali refugee problem in Minnesota, where you have a large number of people that are not following the honor system, they're not playing by the rules, they're not abiding by our laws, and the amount that has been fleeced from us is in the hundreds of billions of dollars. I believe, based on what I've seen and what I've heard, is that we could balance the federal budget if the only dollars that went out of the Treasury went to individuals who were properly, lawfully, correctly eligible to receive them.
And that would be an outstanding idea. It shouldn't be a novel idea. It should be the norm. That's Stephen Miller, White House special counsel, saying we've seen so much fraud of so many people not playing by the rules. They were told, hey, you can set up these child autistic centers, and you don't even have to take any children in for autism, and you'll get money for it. The shame, the real shame here, is the real autistic children and their parents who desperately need help don't get it because the money's been sucked up by leeches. We're not just being fleeced, we're being bled by a thousand cuts. And they're all taking what blood they can from us and our children. Well, Stephen Miller says the White House tax fraud is going after them.
What we've learned, which is not surprising to those of us who spent some time in this area, is that fraud is every bit as bad as President Trump said it was, and even worse. So in other words, everything we found either confirms our worst fears or exceeds them. That's the bad news. The good news is that the best team in government under the leadership of Vice President Vance has been assembled to deal with it.
And in fact, dealing with it is one thing, since finding out who's doing what and why. What are you actually going to do? Well, we're going to put people behind bars.
I think you can all agree that this is the fastest in history that a government task force has traveled from creation to action. Your typical lead time is going to be a year of meetings before anything happens, and that's if you're lucky. And within weeks of this task force being established, we've seen the largest ever slate of indictments, recovered funds, search warrants, raids, seizures, investigations, and new legal actions to stop, disrupt, and prevent fraud.
And yet, for everyone we stop, you have to understand, they're like weeds, they're going to grow another one. They're going to try to conceal it, make it look a little bit differently. But they're still going to be stealing. If there's money to be stolen, and there are plenty of folks out there willing to do it, there are plenty of folks willing to fleece the American people of not only their money, but their rights and what they need for their families. And they don't give a damn about you and your family. And the money they take, they're not even going to use for anything of any value other than buying fancy cars, watches, taking cruises on your dime. Not helping your autistic child or whatever other needs you might have. Those of you living on food stamps, and that should not be considered shameful, that if you have to use food stamps, that should not be considered shameful if you legitimately need them. But in many cases, some of even those could actually go to work and they wouldn't be on food stamps. But then again, if it's a single parent with a lot of kids, they're doing the best they can. And for whatever reason, they're in that situation. So maybe the woman slept around too much. All the kids had different fathers, if you want to look at it that way. You're punishing the children. You're punishing the children. But again, I don't know what you call a woman. Again, once again, I mean, we've got a Supreme Court justice who can't even identify what a woman is. Remember her confirmation hearings? And now one of their darlings, they're going to call Beto II, that's going to come out of Texas and going to take over and win against Senator Paxton, endorsed by Trump. He's going to become the latest senator from Texas. He, with Ted Cruz, will represent Texas. I don't think so. But here's where this guy is. He is so wacko. The Democrat running against Paxton in the U.S. Senate race refers to women as, quote, are you listening? Are you listening? He's calling women as neighbors with a uterus. And I'm reading exactly what he claimed in his statement. Every one of our neighbors with a uterus became property of the state because of Roe v. Wade being overturned. And he also talks about how neighbors with a uterus should be able to control their own body. That's a leftist code for obviously murdering their unborn children without repercussions, abortion. Well, at least he's acknowledging our neighbors with a uterus, but he's not saying women with a uterus. Neighbors could be men, in his opinion. You want this wacko in the U.S. Senate? I say Texas is going to say not only no, but hell no. Should not even be close. And then you go to the state of Oregon. People for the Elimination of Animal Cruelty Exemptions, PEACE as they call it, spending the last 2 years collecting signatures for a ballot measure that would ban hunting and fishing, breeding practices, and pest control. You can't even get rid of pests. According to a note on the Oregon Secretary of State's website for this petition, they have enough signatures to put it over the needed threshold. The Secretary of State just has to verify the signatures, and it will go on the ballot. And they say the ballot is not meant to be punitive towards anyone currently involved with injuring, killing, or breeding of animals, but at the same time, to be protective of the needs of the animals and to codify their right to life and bodily autonomy in law. It states that if passed, it would criminalize injuring, killing, forced impregnation, masturbation of mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, and fish in the state of Oregon. I think some things in there probably could be carried out, should be carried out. But at the same time, it does not ban the sale of meat, leather, or fur because, quote, we are focused on specifically criminalizing the practice of killing animals. Do they not know how you get the meat from an animal? You think they just give you a piece of the leg, say, here, take this? The leather, not likely to come off without killing the animal. Fur, if you're shearing sheep, you've got that. But you don't have it from the other animals, I guess, if you want to catch and shear them. But are you then not codifying or their right to life and body autonomy in law? And this would provide grants for food assistance, replacement of lost income, job retraining, and aid in conservation by those affected by this ban. In 2023, the last date scheduled or had been noted, Oregon was ranked as the 22nd highest state for the number of registered hunters with hunting licenses, tags, permits, and stamps. The Department of Fish and Wildlife noted commercial and recreational fishing and hunting amounted to $1.2 billion. Animal-related products were up 31% of ag sales. So they're saying the state can just shift to an all-crop-based market. The Wild Turkey Federation, not wild turkey you're drinking, or maybe you are, said in a statement it opposes this measure. Said it's not just hunters, anglers, and livestock producers. It would affect Oregonians who enjoy a sustainable lifestyle. This deals with a threat to Oregon's farm-to-table approach. Whether it's wild game, freshly caught seafood, locally raised eggs, meat, cheeses that are on the table. And of course, part of the group includes the People for Ethical Treatment of Animals, known as PEOPLE. My view of PEOPLE for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA, is people who like to eat tasty animals. Put me down on that column. And in Oregon, oh, you cannot go hunt and kill an animal. You're going to codify, we're going to criminalize injuring, killing, and forcing these animals, killing these birds, mammals, reptiles, fish in the state of Oregon. Got to be signed by the Secretary of State. And then, of course, going to the public for a vote. And I don't know how, I would not even guess what they're going to do in the state of Oregon. They do not understand the world. They also do not understand that God put these animals on this land, this world, for man and woman. Not to dominate, not to harm unnecessarily, to provide food, substance. These people don't understand. Next thing you know, they'll be crying out against the Bible and God giving the people in the desert manna from heaven. You can't eat that either. Wackos all the way around. And then we have the plan that President Trump is trying to put together to celebrate our 250th anniversary. And there's a report that one plan might be creating a $250 bill in honor of 250th anniversary. I'm not really sold on this, and I assume his picture will be on it. I'm not in favor of it, but I play a lot of poker games, and I'd love to have some of those $250 bills if they exist. Treasury Secretary Bessent.
You said that it's up to Congress. The president's face is on a $250 bill, but it is actually the Washington Post that's reporting two political appointees from the Treasury Department who have asked agencies to be ready to do that. Do you think politically it's a good idea to put his face on a $250 bill when people are struggling to afford gas?
I don't really understand this Washington Post article. That who hears from the Post? Yeah.
terribly written, terribly edited, because basically what it says is that Treasury is following the law and that we've created the bill and that it's up to Congress, but that we follow the bill and it's up to I didn't really understand what the story was.
So, but anyway. Appointees aren't involved in that, two of your political appointees?
Yeah, of course, but we prepare for everything if it gets passed. Just like we were ready 6 months in advance for the One Big Beautiful Bill for tax guidance. So we have to prepare in advance. You can't draw something up the day before.
Politically, do you think it's a good idea, though, when people are struggling to afford gas and groceries?
Look, I think it has, that it's bifurcated. That do you think we should have a 250th anniversary, the celebration?
Well, that's happening anyway, but putting the president's face on a $200 bill is a choice.
No. It's not happening anyway. It's happening because it's being funded by private citizens, by the federal government, by state governments, by municipal governments to celebrate our country. And I don't think that there's anything untoward about having the president of the United States, the person who was president of the United States, on the 250th anniversary bill.
Yeah. Riddle me this. What if Biden were, I don't even think of this, but what if Biden were president at our 250th anniversary and it's going to be his picture on the $250 bill? Will you guys take the bills and burn them? Will you be taking the Trump $250 bills and burning them? I doubt that. But Caitlin Collins of CNN and the Washington Post claim, oh my God, look what Trump's doing now. I'm not saying I fully endorse all of it, but I can see a reasoning for it. A $250 bill recognizing 250 years of this democracy, this republic. And the president who's in charge at the time, his face goes on the bill. In the meantime, the party for the 250th anniversary, numerous artists don't want to perform. They hate Trump so much. They hate him more than they're willing to perform and honor the 250th anniversary of this nation. When Missouri Governor Ashcroft was inaugurated and then held the governor's ball, I was asked to be the master of ceremonies. I was honored. My colleague, co-anchor, said, oh, that's a partisan act. It is not. It is a state function. Join us again, will you? And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.